Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know how quickly mediation can resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-cost service available to ag producers in need of assistance resolving agricultural and environmental disputes between fellow producers, lenders, and creditors, or others, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 800-248-5465 to learn how mediation can work for you. You can also check us out on Facebook or our website at ok.gov/mediation.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, cash cattle trade remains generally quiet here today with asking prices and bids still hard to fully pin down for the week. The underlying support in boxed beef values and lack of deviation from the current market support in futures trade is pointing to the expectation of higher cash cattle trade through the end of this week. Both sides are unwilling to fully put a foot on base at this point, although the underlying support would suggest another $1 to $2 rally is very possible by the time the dust settles on Friday. Over on the hogs, firm buying redeveloping yesterday in the hog futures trade, sparking expectations of further market support. Extremely strong buying support is seen in pork cutout values through the week, with triple-digit gains seen each day. This is creating some uncertainty through the entire complex. Although it cannot be confirmed that the uptick in wholesale pork values is based on new export buying, with the biggest expectation being China, the fact that prices have moved so high so quickly through the week create one to wonder. Now, wheat prices are lower at all three exchanges, easing back from the impressive performance which saw yesterday. Most winter wheat contracts closed with double-digit gains. The fund short covering seemed to emanate from the severe cold which blanketed the U.S. Southern Plains Monday and Tuesday. Much of the plains' wheat crop does not have adequate snow cover, and a large portion has faced sizable moisture deficits the last 30 days. Corn prices slightly easier overnight, consolidating yesterday's solid performance, which was driven largely by the wheat. Fund short covering in Kansas City and Chicago, prompted by freezing temperatures on poorly established wheat in the southern plains, lent spillover strength to most pits. Harvest progress remains a supportive factor for the corn market, as well with USDA confirming the slow pace after yesterday's close. Soybean contracts are a bit higher, bouncing this morning after not sharing in the grain-led rally yesterday. Hindering soybeans' participation in the Tuesday grain rally were comments from President Trump to the Economic Club of New York, which suggested stakes could be raised in the trade war if a deal with China wasn't inked soon. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, December live cattle down 12 cents, 119.75. February down 10 cents, 125.57. November feeder cattle up 22 cents, 147.80. January unchanged, 147.12. December hogs up 142 at 64.72. Kansas City wheat, December up 16 cents, 438 and three quarters. March up 15 and a half yesterday, 445 and a half. Chicago wheat, December up 11 and a quarter, 517. March up 11 and a quarter, 521 and three quarters. December corn up 4.5 cents. 377 and three quarters. March up 4.5 cents at 386 and a half penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.